Zainav, 23rd of July, Rabbi David Tuknav, Kibud Av, and Chodesh Av.
Shakayach, good morning. Lovely to see this Choshev group again. So the topic, Kibud Av and Chodesh Av. So honor our father and the month of Av. So I'd like to start off by sharing a Gemara with you concerning Kibud Av, concerning honoring one's father. Shteita Masechta Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph. Tani Avimi Bereid Rav Avohu. Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avohu, is telling us exactly how to do the mitzvah of honoring one's father. Yeshmacha Lo'odov Pisyoni. V'tardim in Ailom. There are some people, they think they're doing the most wonderful Kibud Av. They're giving their father delicious pisyoni. And who wouldn't want some delicious pisyoni? What is pisyoni? The Orosh says pisyoni is pheasant. Delicious food. But nevertheless, even though they're giving them this delicious food, nevertheless, as a result of doing this mitzvah, this will tear a person away from the world, meaning that they will not get rewarded for this act of honoring their father. And there are other people, conversely, who make their father work at the mill. Now, I don't know if anybody here has ever worked in a mill, but not such an easy thing to push the millstone, to grind the millstone, and they make their father work the mill. What sort of a son is that? And nevertheless, even though they're making their father work the mill, this act of making their father work so hard is actually their ticket to heaven. They get tremendous reward for making their father grind the millstone. And that's what Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avohu, says. So what is the explanation of this? So Rashi tells us over here that he explains, Pisyoni oif choshuv, a very, very important and delicious type of bird, v'shomein, and very fat. Min slov, a type of slov, shiurid b'midbar, that came down in the midbar. And nevertheless, even though they're giving them this delicious pisyoni, v'tardim in ha'ilam, shenen ha'shalov, they'll be punished for giving their father these delicacies. Why? Shemar le'tzoris ayin al sudosai. Because they do it in a begrudging way. And they make their father feel small, and they belittle him. And they really show their father, even though physically I'm doing this, but I'm really upset that I have to look after you. And conversely, there are those who make their father work at the millstone. And this is that person's ticket to Olam Haba, by making their father do this. Rashi says, because even though physically they're making their father do this, they're speaking to their father in such a respectful way and a consoling way. And they ask them to do this in a very, very soft way. And they say, I'm sorry, Tati, but you know, our family is just not going to be able to make ends meet if you don't help us over here. I'm so sorry to trouble you. I know you've had a very busy life, right? It's been a difficult few decades. But really, Tati, I would really appreciate your help. Please, would you mind helping us? So even though you're asking him to do something which is very difficult, you're doing it in such a nice way, such a refined way, a caring way, that one gets Olam Haba from this. So already at this level of the Gemara, we see that the mitzvah of Kibud Av is not just dependent on the maaseh, on the act, but it's also dependent on the dibur, on the way that we speak to our parents and how we make them feel. Rashi continues, Obegemara's Yerushalmi goras maaseh b'shneim. The Yerushalmi gives an episode with each of these. Maaseh b'echot shem machel lo'ove pisyoni, pam echos. Pam echos amalei ove me'ein lecho kol eila. So there was a fellow, and he'd give his father this delicious, delicious food. And once his father would say, Mazin, where do you get this delicious food from? Omar Lai, the son said to him, Saba, listen, granddad. Ma'ech pas lecha, what do you care where I get it from? T'choin v'ochoil, just keep on chewing. Keep on grinding. Klema loyos v'ochel, arayu shakosholoy. Yeah, so even though he gave him this delicious five-star, delicious banquet, look at the way he spoke to him. Yeah, just eat up, Grandad. Keep on chewing. Very, very, very disgusting way of speaking to his father that Yerushalmi quotes over here. B'shum ma'aseh, another incident. That there was a person, and he himself was grinding at the millstone, and he had an elderly father. And the authorities came, and they came to this elderly father, and they said, we need you to come and work for the king. It could be that there are roads that need to be cemented, that need to have their paving stones put on them, and your name came up to this elderly man. Omar lo benoy, the son said him, Abba, my father, tochoyin, if you can please stay here and you grind the millstone, va'ani eilech tachtecho la'avedas ha'melech she'en lo kitzvah. And don't worry about it, I'll be the one who'll go on your behalf to work for the king. And you know, when people went to work for the king, nobody knew when they would come home. No one knew when they would return. It was ein lo kitzvah. It had no end to it. Could be a road all the way to Rome, who knows how far it would be. And therefore, you work at the millstone and I'll take your job for you. And therefore, even though he was asking him to work at the millstone, but this act of asking his father to work at the millstone, this was a tremendous zuchus for this person because it was saving him from the hard work. So we see Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avohu, is darshaning in Kibbud Av. And then his father sheps nachas. Omar Rabbi Avohu, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Avohu, the father said, you want to know who is Makayim Kibbud Av? Kugain Avimi Bari. You know who really is the ish in the world who epitomizes the mitzvah of Kibbud Av? Somebody who is Makayim the mitzvah of Kibbud Av to the nth degree, my own son. Avimi, the one who just spoke about Kibbud Av. You know how he is Makayim Mitzvah's Kibbud? Chamisha b'nei Samchi havalei l'Avimi b'chai Oviv. Avimi had great nachas himself. He had five sons who are, the Gemara calls them b'nei Samchi. One explanation in the Marashah is, and in Rashi says, Rashi doesn't explain what b'nei Samchi is. One explanation is had smicha. He had five sons that had smicha. Now, you know, in those days to get smicha was not like nowadays to get smicha. There, you had to really know kol ha-teira kula to be someone who had smicha, someone who would be a link in the Masaira of Torah l'deiru deirus. Avimi had five sons who were b'nei samchin had smicha whilst Avimi was alive. V'chi hava osa Rabbi Avohu, and when Rabbi Avohu came to the door, when the Zayda came to the door, kori abovo, rohit, v'ozolu posach lei, v'omar in ad-demoti. Hossam. So, the way the Marashah explains this Gemara is that he had five sons. Now these sons, because they had smicha, these were people who were Yerei Shomayim, these were people who knew the halacha. And they knew that if these five sons of Avimi, if Avimi would ask them, please could you help me, for sure they would help him. And according to the other Pshat, they were B'nei Samchi, they were Soimach al Shulchan Avihim. These were five sons, could be they were also in Kailul, right? Could be that it's not a stira, and the father was supporting them, Avimi was supporting them. They were Soimach al Shulchan Avihim, they were relying on him for their paranosa. And for sure, if Avimi would have said, please, to one of his children, could you do me a favor? Of course they would have said yes. Nevertheless, he did not subcontract. And when Avimi's own father, Rabbi Avohu, came to the door, he didn't delegate and ask one of his children, would you please get the door for Zaydi? No, he would go himself. He wanted to be Isaac himself in the mitzvah of Kibbud Av. And so, he wouldn't, despite the fact that his sons would have helped him had he asked for them, he wanted to do it himself. And not only did he serve his father, begufoi, physically, but also, bediburai, that verbally, he said, in, ad-matoi hosom. He said, coming. He said, yes, until he would reach the door. This was how Avimi was Makayim Kibbud Av. When his father knocked at the door, you know how it is sometimes, you knock at the door. And you're waiting. And you think to themselves, should I knock again?
Yes.
And you think to yourselves, if I knock again, they're going to think that I'm one of these really pushy people, and that I'm very impatient, and so maybe I shouldn't knock again. And you're waiting there, and you feel like a bit of a nebuch, really, because they're not coming to answer the door, and you're thinking, should I knock, should I not knock? Did they hear me? Did they not hear me? And you're busy there.
from a shul.
Huh? They're busy. You're busy. They're thinking, should I? Shouldn't I? It can be disconcerting. It can be something which is a tiny amount of tsar over here. And Avimi, his father, would knock at the door. In. Yes. I'm coming. He wanted to save his father from the slightest degree, from the slightest concern, until he'd get there. So this was Avimi. And then the Gemara tells us, Yom Achad Omale Ashkein Mayo. One day his father, Rabbi Avohu, said, would you mind bringing me some water, please? Ad Aisile Nimnem. By the time Avimi brought it, and I'm sure he didn't hang around, I'm sure he wasn't checking his mobile to see if he had any messages on the way, I'm sure if his father asked him some water, he was there like a shot, like an arrow. But by the time he brought it, Nimnem, the Zayda had dozed off. Such a thing can happen, a person's tired, person dozes off. Such, must have been very, very tired. I give a late night shiur, I think I give one of the latest shiurim in town. I give the 9:45 to 10:15 shiur. It can happen sometimes, a person's been working the whole day and then daf yomi, and then they come to the final shiur of the night. It can happen sometimes, the person goes off. It only once happened that all the members, once happened that they all dozed off. Yeah? And I didn't know what to do. I was scared if I'd stop, that maybe they'd wake up. I didn't want to disturb them. So I kept on going very, 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 very softly. And Rav Hashem, I managed not to disturb them until it was time for Maariv. But you know, I do end the day the Torah way. Yeah, this is start the day the Torah way. I do the 9:45 to 10:15 slot. Anyway, what happened to the Zayda, Rabbi Avohu? Rabbi Avohu, he fell asleep. So what would most of us do under these circumstances? Your father's asked you to bring a drink, and you, by the time you get there, he's fallen asleep. What would most of us do? We'd put the cup on the table, Shalom al Yisrael, Gesundheit, Kol Tov. Yeah, that's what we would do, we'd put the cup down on the table. But that wasn't good enough for Avimi. Gochin, he bent over. When you bend over, it's quite uncomfortable. Koi ole ad Yisar. And he just waited there with the cup until his father, Rabbi Avohu, woke up. He actually held it over. He held it next to him. Why should he do that? Why shouldn't he just go and do his own thing? You know why? Because if Rabbi Avohu would have woken up sometime later, he'd have looked around in a daze. He'd have wiped the sleep from his eyes. He'd have seen this cup in front of him. He'd have thought, oi, I asked Avimi to bring me a cup. I couldn't even stay awake until he brought it to me. What's happening to me? He'd have thought to himself. So he wanted to save his father from the slightest degree of tsa'ar. So he bent over in this uncomfortable, contorted position, so that as soon as his father would awake, he'd see that Avimi is there with his cup. He wouldn't realize how long he dozed off for. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to reward Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avohu? Iskaya Milsa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a eureka moment to Avimi. He sent him a special divine inspiration to understand something that he'd never understood before. V'dora Shavimi, Mizmor L'Osof. And he explains, there's a capital to Tehillim Ayin Tes, where it says a song of joy to Osof. And what is this song of joy about? And then it continues, Elohim Bo Goyim B'Nachlosecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Umas HaOlam, they've come and they've destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Timu Eshecha HaKodshecho, they've defiled the Beis HaMikdash. And Avimi managed to understand Mizmer LaOsof. And Rashi explains over here, shot number one, that Avimi always had a problem. Whenever he said this capital to him, he always wondered, why is it Mizmer LaOsof? Why is it a song of joy? Kina LaOsof Meboyale. It should be something which is a sad song. And because he waited over for his father, suddenly he had this divine spark of inspiration. And he said as follows. Rashi explains, Sha'omar Osof Shiro, Al Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamosoi Be'etzim Avonim, Shem Be'esoi. He was happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just destroyed the edifice of the Beis HaMikdosh, and so to speak, vented his wrath on the wooden stones of the Beis HaMikdosh. Metoicha Choyser Pleito B'Yisrael. And because of that, so that the punishment had already happened, and because of that, the Klal Yisrael was able to survive. They were able to endure, and to continue at Hayim Azeh, Shel Molei Kach Le'Nishtayim Misoyin Yisrael Surid, Va'Kach Hu Oymer Kila Hashem Eschamosov Yotzas Eish B'Tzion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, vented his wrath on the building, right? His wrath on the building, and because of that, Klal Yisrael were to endure. This is pshat number one, this is Rashi's pshat. Tosfos, it's a medrash as well in Eicha Rabosi. Tosfos brings another pshat. Tosfos says as follows, Dima Maskan Isaiah Milsa, that there was something specific over here that Avimi realized why it was that that Osof says a Shira. You know why? Because the gates of Yerushalayim sunk. The gates of the Beis HaMikdosh sunk into the ground. And this is analogous to a maidservant who went to draw water from the well. Minaba'er. V'nofal kado ala ba'er. And this poor maidservant, her jug fell down all the way into the be'er. You know, Baruch Hashem, we have it so easy now. You turn on a tap, machaya. We take it for granted. In the olden days, they had to schlep out to the be'er. Who knew how far the be'er was? And then you had to lower the card, you had to lower the jug, you had to lift it up. It can happen sometimes, a bad rope day. Yeah? And what happens? The jug falls in. Or hands are a bit slippery. And the jug fell in. And she was very sad. She's lost her job. What are her employers going to say? They entrusted her with this job. Not only did she not come back with the water, she didn't even come back with the jug. Until the maidservant of the king came to draw the water. And the maidservant of the king had the most stunning, ornate, golden jug. And her jug also fell there. It was a really bad day that day. Yeah, all the jugs were falling into the well. Ha ha ha, the first one starts to smile. Why does the first one start to smile? For Omra Adasha Valisi Savarash Yotzi Shum Odom Kadi Shushal Kharis Minaba'er Sha'ina Nakshav. Until now I thought it was game over and I'll never get my jug back. Who's gonna schlep down into this well to pick up my worthless jug? But now, someone's definitely going to go and get the golden one. When they bring up the golden one, they'll bring my one too. So too, the Bnei Korach and Osof was one of the Bnei Korach. Osof, Mizmor LaOsof. Osof was a descendant of Korach. When he saw that the walls of Yerushalayim had also sunk into the ground, so then he thought to himself, he said Shiro, Misha Yoitzi Ashorim Yoitzi Gamay Sonu, Lokachom Asaf Mizmar Shmi Mishpachas Kairach. Osof was very, very happy. Mizmar Losof, and a kin boy, Ukurim Menachal Osecho. Right, why was he happy? Because the Beis HaMikdosh had sunk into the ground. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts the Beis HaMikdosh, so then he'll lift up my ancestors as well, Kairach. What's going on over here? We know the Ari HaKadosh says, Kairach is Sefer Tevis Tzadik Katom or Yifroch, and in the Osid, in the future, there'll be a tikkun for Kairach. That he will find his tikkun, he will be rectified, and he will be rehabilitated. So when the gates of Yerushalayim are lifted again, so too Korach will be lifted. And there's a third pshat in this Gemara, the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua over here says a different pshat. He says, Mizmor LaOsof isn't Davka Tehillim Ayin Tes, but there are a number of Kapitlach Tehillim in Sefer Sheni of Tehillim. And all of the Tehillim, all of the Kapitlach that Mizmor LaOsof, they all speak about the Churban HaBayis and the Arichas HaGolus, the length of the bitter Golus which we're in. So says the Pnei Yeshua, V'isa B'medrash, that why is it that the Romans were zeicha to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh? You know why? Kovod Godol Shekibad Esav Eshoirov. It's all because of the way that Esav honored his father. Because Esav did such kibadov, and he dressed up so nicely whenever he went into his father. Because of that mitzvah of Kibbutz, we suffer all this long and bitter golus. Yeah? So it's all Rav Huna, B'Shem Rabbi Nechunya, Ichar Kvede Shel Yaakov Eilom Hazeh, B'Shvil Kovod Golus, Shekibbutz Esav Esayrov. So therefore, why did Osof say a mizmor? Because he got an insight into Kibbutz. Since he was Makayim Kibbutz, he had suddenly this revelation that the whole golus and all of the hatzlach of Esav is because of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ov that he did. And if he got such reward, Esav got such rewards for honoring his father that we're still suffering for the Deirei Deiros, then Kol Shekein, when Klal Yisrael and Mekayim, so many more mitzvahs, that's just one of the Tariag, one of the 613, when we're Mekayim, the rest of the mitzvahs, Kol Shekein, how much reward Klal Yisrael are going to get from all of the Torah and all of the mitzvahs which we do. Frank the Marsha, Akasha on this Gemara. The Marsha has Akasha. We know if Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Mido Keneged Mido. So if Avimi was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbudov, and he was Zeicha to a reward, it has to be that the reward fits the deed which he did. It has to be that it's Mido Keneged Mido. The Marsha says, according to Tosfos, I understand why it's Mido Keneged Mido. Because Avimi did an act of Kibbudov. He was honoring his father. And because of that, he was Zeicha to a deep understanding. What was the understanding? That Osof also was doing Kibbudov. Osof was happy. He could see the silver lining when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because he felt that just like the Beis HaMikdash will come up again, so too my ancestors will. So there's a Bechin of Kibbudov over there. He's standing up for the honor and glory of his father's house. And according to the Bnei Yeshua's Pshat as well, we understand why it's Mido Keneged Mido. Because Avimi was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kibbudov. And because of that, he got this insight into Mizmor LeOsof. The Osof is realizing that the Hatzalah, the success of the Romans and of Edom, is because of the Kibbudov that Esau did. But here's the Kasha. According to Rashi, Avimi, he held over the cup. And he did the mitzvah of Kibbudov. And what reward did he get? He got an understanding into the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. What's one going to do with the other? This is the question. He did the mitzvah of Kibbudov, and he got an insight into the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. What has one got to do with the other? So I had the zechus when I used to learn in Yerushalayim in the Mir Yeshiva, that on Shabbos afternoons in the summer, I'd go to hear Shalashidus from Rav Moshe Wolfson. Rav Moshe Wolfson is the Mashkiach in Torah Vadas in America. He's the Mechaber Sefer Emunas Itacha, and he's the Rav of the Kehillah Emunas Yisrael. He's he's an exceptional person. A wonderful... that one, a huge goyin in Torah, huge goyin, and such a softly spoken tzaddik, and he has a shtreimel, but will only wear it when Moshiach comes. That's what he does, yeah? And he is the mashkiach, he's a chassidish mashkiach of a litvish yeshiva, he blends all of the different strands of Torah. And he explained that azoy. He gave an answer to the Marashah's kasha. Marashah is asking, Avim did the mitzvah of Kibbudov, he was rewarded with an insight into the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, Mizmor LeOsof. What has one got to do with the other? And he explains like this. You know, when a person, Chas V'Sholem, suffers pain, this pain can either be something which is beneficial, or it could seemingly could be something which has no benefit. It's just, it's there for no reason, it's meaningless pain. Chas V'Sholem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael, it's never just punitive. It's never just out of vengeance. It's always to rehabilitate us. It's always to be masakin us. It's always to help us. It's a therapy. And whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to, unfortunately, do these sorts of things, like we see in Chodesh Av, all of these calamities that happened in Chodesh Av, all on Tisha B'Av, the Meraglim, the Gezeira, we wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, the Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, Beitar, the destruction, in 1290 the Jews were expelled from England, 1492, Ferdinand and Isabella expelled the Jews from Spain, all of these things, 1914, that was the beginning of the First World War, all of these things happened, all calamities. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it because he's our Av. A father, when he does something, he does it out of love. He's doing it because he loves us. If there's a child walking at the edge of the road, who is the one who will scream at the child and bring them back? It won't be an Englishman, a very, very polite. Yeah, we'll see the child walking over there. Yeah, Gesinnter Heit, you know, hopefully, we hope it's Gesinnter Heit. The father, yeah, we'll give him a petch and we'll scream at him because the father loves him. All of the calamities, Chas V'Sholem, that happen, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Av. Because Avimi excelled in the mitzvah of Kibbud Av with his own father, and he did his utmost to help his father, to make his father feel good, beguf of a nefesh. Because he excelled at being Mekayim his own Av, he got an insight into Mizmor LeOsof, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Av. How even though it's talking about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, no, it's a Mizmor. It's a Mizmor because HaKadosh Baruch Hu And he allowed the Bnei Yisrael to endure. And the punishment that happened is the bechina of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zavino of Harachman, Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And this is really the avodah then of Chodesh Av. The avodah is an avodah to know Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zavino of Harachman. And even though there are things that we see that are very difficult to understand, and there are Yidden in this room, and there are Yidden parents and grandparents of people in this room who went through terrible tragedies. Hashem Yerachim Alam Beis Yisrael. The avodah of a Yid is to know that even though we don't understand it, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Av, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. Just close with one story. There was a Yid in 1938 who had a court case with a German. And the Yid was in the fur business, in the days when it was still politically acceptable. And there was a German who owed him money. So he took this German to court. And what he didn't realize was that the German, was an officer, an SS, he was in the SS. And of course, the judge ruled in favor of this Nazi. And this Yid was scared for his life, because there was a friend of his. And the friend of this Yid, the police said they wanted to take him away for questioning. And so they took him away. And a few days later, there was a knock on his wife's door. And it was a policeman with a little vase of ashes. And they said, unfortunately, your husband just died in prison, and these are his remains. So when this other Yid, this friend of that person, had this court case with the Nazi, and he realized that the judge had ruled in favor of the Nazi, he was scared for his life. He was scared they would knock on his door shortly and take him off as well. So overnight he had to escape to Czechoslovakia. He ran for his life. He left his wife behind, he left his children behind. And discreetly they would still communicate. And everybody, his name was Srulcha, Srulcha for Yisrael. And everybody must have thought, what a nebuch, poor Srulcha. He's on the run, he's running for his life. He's had to leave his wife behind, he's had to leave his children behind. Nebuch, poor Srulcha, his wife like a living almono. After some time, Srulcha managed to escape to England. He had a temporary visa, and then eventually he managed to get a permanent visa, and he brought over his wife, and he brought over his children. Fortunately, his wife had to go back to Germany, but his children were saved. His children were saved. You know how they were saved? They were saved because he had this court case. It was 19th, they managed to get to England a week before the war broke out. And it was only because of this terrible calamity that Srulcha, Yisrael David, HaKoyen Tugentaft, my Zayda, Zichrona Levracha, it was only because of this terrible calamity that he made it to England. And all of, you know, Baruch Hashem, the descendants, and any mitzvahs that we do, it's all because of that terrible night when he had to escape and run for his life and flee. Baruch Hashem, he fled then. And wasn't caught up later in the terrible calamities that befell the rest of his family and the rest of our people. This is the avodah of Av, to realize that it's mizmar la'osof, that even though Kila HaKadosh Baruch HaMosel Eitzim V'Avonim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given Klal Yisrael to endure, Klal Yisrael remains Netzach Yisrael, that we're still here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that just like in these times, Mamatim B'Simcha, because of all of these tragedies that have happened, we should come to the period of Jewish history where we should have simchas, and we should have the ultimate simcha of the Gula Shleimah, the Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meher V'Yomeinu, Amen.